So good morning, this is Erica, and today I'm preparing for a spiritual house cleaning. So it's pretty interesting. I was called by a friend of a friend and out of the blue. And what had happened was someone had died in the house from a violent death. And so I'm curious today what's going to show up as I prepare myself. And I thought, what kinds of messages could I bring to help people who might have something they'd like to clear in their own space? So the first thing that you would want to do is get into a heightened state of awareness. And this, what I'm talking about is letting go of what you thought you should do, what your perception of what happened is not very material. Anything you know, anything you judge, anything you make right or you make wrong, all these things will block your awareness. Any predisposed notions of that person shouldn't have died in their house or that death was this or that, any beliefs about that need to be gently pushed to the side like curtains as you go into a desire to change the state of something. So to change something, you want to push to the side or just ask not to be there for the purpose of the changing exercise, for the, like in this case, spiritual house cleaning. So then the next thing I do is I connect energy from the earth. So I pull energy up from the earth, and this is where things actualize. So this is where the earth energy meets with my physical energy, which meets with celestial and spiritual energy, and this is the actualization energy. So I bring earth energy, which I usually use as blue, I usually use the color blue, and I bring it up into my body, and I just bring up nourishing earth energy into my body. It's very soothing. And then the next thing I do is as I expand my energy out, and I ask to be connected to all of the planets, and I look at galaxies beyond and galaxies beyond and galaxies beyond and galaxies beyond, and I have expansive energy, which is kind of counterintuitive sometimes because we're going to be focusing on a specific location where we'd like to clear the space. But as I expand my own energy out, I'm able to pull in, I want to call it like blessings or a way of being that is more blessed than not. And then I ask to have whatever shows up to be for the best and highest good for all concerned, which is kind of like you don't really need to ask that because everything always is. But I just kind of like anything that's not benevolent, I just disinvite. I say, let's not have that show up. Let's have a space of benevolence in this clearing or house cleaning. Yes, exactly. Then the next thing I do is as I walk through the house, I just listen. I walk into each room. Some houses, I think this house is going to be really loud. So the vibe I'm getting from the house that I'm going to be clearing today is that it's going to have a lot to say. Especially if really no one has been listening, a house might have a lot to say. So I'm going to be walking through and listening. And I'm just intuiting right now ahead of time that it might be very talkative. Now, if you're in the process of selling or moving your house, you might want to start asking the house, like, what would its ideal family be like? And as we're doing this, we just, again, suspend the disbelief because you might get information that might help you. But if you're blocking it by judging too hard what is and isn't possible, then you might not get any new information at all. And then you just get to stay the same. So if you'd like to stay the same in this, you know, or do you want to clear the house and have a different experience, in order to do that, we have to push aside our judgments of what isn't possible. Okay, cool. Then I ask for a healing energy to come in. So I invite that golden healing energy to come into the space. And even in the ask, even now before I go to the house, even as I invite healing energy, we are shifting the molecules of that specific house that I'm going to now, because time and space is all really silly. It's got a lot of lies in it. And how you can change things is all really silly too, because there's a lot of lies in that, right? So that's kind of 101. You know, I don't want to give you too many tools all in one setting. My intention today was just to kind of give you an overview of what you can do to clear and clean your house of errant energy that's not supporting you in your house, or if you're looking to move, it's not supporting the move, right? Yeah. One of the things you showed up to share is there is a force to stay the same. There's actually like a, I got shown a pendulum, but that's the wrong thing. There's a homeostasis that, given all the different things that are possible, staying the same, there's going to be a force and a pressure in that. So if you have children or loved ones, relatives, people who are close to you, it could be that they prefer you to stay a certain way, okay? They might want you to stay in your state, or they might want you to stay at your job, or there might be kind of locking in things so that we don't have to think all the time. We can just go to work, or we can just have our job, or we can just, you know, live in our house. So we get these things that lock things into place, and it's a pressure kind of. So as we're looking to shift, what happens is sometimes we get thrown tests, okay? So do you really want to sell your house? Do you really want to clear your house? Do you really want to lose that weight? So then there's pushback, and the pushback looks and feels like homeostasis. It looks and feels like staying the same. And so that's why when you choose differently, there's these awkward spaces in your life where people don't understand. And sometimes they resist. So it's okay. If you're being the alpha energy of your life, though, sometimes you have to lead the change. Sometimes you have to vision it and then stick on it and be true to it, to the vision. And so as I'm going over this morning, I feel a sense of, to clear this one house, I feel a sense of it's time. And so I get a kind of a harmony about me being invited over there to help them that I really sense in my intuitive third eye, knowing that this is the right time for that house to get cleared. And so it feels really light. It would be really fun and easy for me to do this job today. When you're working on clearing something that isn't that easy, then you just want to look at what's holding it in place. And is that really for my highest good? Is that why it's still there, right? And when you're truly ready, you'll change. So, awesome. Thank you so much for listening. It's a special episode today. Hopefully I'll bring you lots more of these bites.